Hi, this is Ann Litt from KCRW, and I am so pleased to be here with Craig Newmark, founder of Craigslist, an online community resource website. We are going to talk about the music that has inspired him over the years. Craig, I want to give you a huge thanks for coming down today.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here.
And I understand you have a number of songs to share with us. The first song is Tori Amos, Little Earthquakes. That's a song from, is that from her first record?
I think it's from her first record, which I heard just in my last year or so prior to leaving the Detroit area, and I guess I was lucky enough to see her perform live in a small venue in Pittsburgh. But Tori's work, not that I can really speak about her on a first name basis, but her work does mean a lot to me, and somehow this talks about the, just getting through life and some of the transformations we face. When you hear me talking about being a nerd, I mean, I really did have a plastic pocket protector in high school. I really did have thick black glasses taped together. And I had to consciously change. In October of 72, I realized it wasn't everyone else's problem. It was mine. And so transformation is a theme I feel close to heart. Our next song is a Lou Reed song. It's Magic and Loss from the album of the same name. What about Lou Reed appeals to you? Well, again, he seems to be for real. He seems to be the real deal, and that matters a lot. I guess I'm attracted to something which is genuine poetry, which says a great deal in very little, and which is not as mass-produced as a lot of what we see today. I don't want to deprecate that. It's just not my style. Lou Reed, well, I don't do cool, but I've been dressing in more black.
You know what? You don't even know how cool you are. I just have to tell you that everybody at the station, when they heard you were coming, we've been all telling Craigslist stories all day. You are a rock star in your world, so I just want you to, certainly in public radio. Yeah.
I appreciate that, but it means you guys need to get out more often.
When you pass through humble, when you pass through sickly, when you pass through I'm better than you all. When you pass through anger and self-deprecation and have the strength to acknowledge it all. When the past makes you laugh and you can savor the magic that lets you survive your own war. You find that that fire is passion and there's a door up ahead, not a wall.
You're here with KCRW's Guest DJ Project. I'm Ann Litt, sitting with Craig Newmark, founder of the website Craigslist. I can see that you've chosen two Leonard Cohen songs out of your five. One is Anthem, and one is Democracy. Let's talk about those songs in particular and what they mean to you.
Well, my favorite artist is Leonard Cohen. He's also more or less my rabbi. The deal with them is that they're more or less giving me my marching orders in terms of what I should be doing right now. The deal is that we're now seeing a big surge in networked grassroots democracy. This is something that's really happening and changing the world. It's kind of like 1776 all over again. And these songs, for reasons I don't really understand, got to me on a deep gut level, on a very emotional level, which is rare for me, speaking as a nerd. But these two songs have unusual resonance right now.
Here's Leonard Cohen, the song Anthem.
Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in.
Here's Leonard Cohen's Democracy.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those gnats in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the field that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA.
All of these pieces, when I listen to them as a whole, It was overwhelming to me. You know, it's sort of in that concentrated matter of here's, and by the way, every song is 7 minutes long or 6 minutes long. And I actually printed out the lyrics to a couple of them because I was so sort of like, I have to read this. I can't just listen to it. And they're all poems. I don't know what I just said, but I was pretty bowled over by the poetry you chose, I guess is what I'm saying. And it sounds like it's been a life transformation thing for you.
I'm flattered, and I appreciate that, and don't give me too much credit. The deal is, in my work, I just started something and was persistent about it and then got someone else much smarter than me to run it. That's that Jim Buckmaster guy. And me, I'm just doing that. And then outside of the company, I find people who are doing really good stuff that gets results, and I'll try to support that kind of thing.
Sophie B. Hawkins, We Are One Body. That is a song that's a romantic song, which is very different from the Leonard Cohen songs.
Different and yet somehow the same. There's something real about the artists, the musicians that I tend to select. I guess I am looking for something where somebody's really saying something, and it says something that's genuine, that's not music product, but let's say poetry. It's real music, and I guess that does mean a fair amount to me. I mean, my background in music and so on is pretty unsophisticated. But if something reaches me on a visceral level, that's what works.
In studio at KCRW's Guest DJ Project with Craig Newmark. Thanks so much for joining us today on KCRW.com.
It's in your solar system. It's in my superstar. There's nothing more persistent than the planet of ours. The flame that is between us puts every soul on fire. And I would love to take that heat and feel the